Paul, what kind of an update can you give us today on Patrick Laine?
We'll probably put him in the boot tomorrow in the morning skate, see how he feels, and then just kind of go from there. Nothing's changed. It's just a bruise, and the swelling's got to come down.
Josh Morrissey, Dylan DeMello together. Both guys talked this morning, excited about the opportunity. What do you see from those two?
We think there's a chance their games really will complement each other. Dylan's played enough time against high-end players, especially this year, in the role that he had in Ottawa, and certainly Josh has. But there's some really smart play between the two of them and real good puck movement. So part of being able to control a dynamic line is the simplicity of moving the puck, and both those guys have that. So we want to take a look at it. I think there might be something there.
And I know it's kind of big picture, but March you get four breaks where you've got 2 days between games.
Correct.
Is that a good thing from a coach's standpoint? Because you haven't had that the last few years.
No, we get into three and fives, right? Blocks of three games in 5 days. One of them is only one back-to-back. But we've paid for it with our schedule, right? We've got a higher number of games, and they got jammed in, and the payoff was that we would get into March this year and be able to have an off day, a full skate, play after this one, get into three games in five days. That's a real good rhythm that you can get into. So we feel at least we'll be going to these games rested. And it looks like some health coming back into our lineup, some guys that aren't too far off. So hopefully that's the payoff for the grind we've been through.
I don't want to jinx it. But
I appreciate that, but you're going to.
That's defensive lineup that you're going to be put on the ice, though, tomorrow? It just seems like the pairings are...
Some structure. So we've got the health in our lineup that we really haven't had. I mean, Lucas obviously still out, but now we understand Dylan's game better, having him, seen him with us, and we can employ in that. Kulikov and Pionk have played very well together, so some depth now.
If you can keep it PG, how has DeMello's game been?
Yeah, really good. How about that? So it is exactly what we had hoped and thought it would be, and then, possibly even better, because his reads off the puck are really, really good, right? Secondary reads, finding the most dangerous guy is usually pretty easy for players who've played a little bit, but reading where the play is going to go, he excels at that. And there's a real consistency to his game, and I think that for Josh, that's the piece that will help him the most. It's kind of he doesn't have to handle that side of the ice anymore or process that side of the ice. Dylan will make the quick read. He'll act on that read, and then Josh can read then. I mean, we all read off each other, right? Whoever's going, you need that first read to happen to set the other reads, and Josh and he should be able to do that quickly for each other.
Mark Testa's missed pretty much the whole season.
Yeah.
Just out there to...
He's at day one, right? So when he got shut down, it was completely shut down. The heart rate couldn't get over just slightly above active for the longest period of time. So our 30-minute skate today would have been all the man could handle. We got up and down the ice pretty quick. So he's at stage one.
And just Sabiza? He was day-to-day before.
So we listed him as day-to-day off that, in part because he said, hey, I'm playing tomorrow night, and then we did some tests and said, there's no way you're playing tomorrow night. So he's long day to day. I don't have one for you. Whether it's, I don't know if it's week to week, he's got a pretty good injury. He's got to take some time.
Can you guys afford to not start Connor Hellebuyck in all 15 of these last games?
Yes, we can. Like, that's a big number to run a goalie. And Lauren's played really well, right? 5 of 6 points in his last three starts, so we can. But now the challenge is going to be how long does Lauren stay out before you get in, because your schedule says he doesn't, you don't have to. You got 2 day blocks, especially in these 7 days coming up. We're not going to, we've got a couple games, so that you can run Connor and keep him fresh, and then we'll get into the back to back and start thinking about it then.
Not sure if you know this off top of your head, when you went back to Scheifele and Wheeler, that was the second period of the LA game. Is that what that was?
Washington.
He seems to think it is.
Washington.
Washington.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. For the first part, right. Kyle
Connor
came
back into that was the Washington. listening to Blake talk before that Edmonton game, he seemed to think one of the strengths of that line is their ability to play defense by just not giving the puck back against other star lines like that. Would you say that's been their strength?
Yeah, you'll start to look at the offensive zone time by that line, and especially when Kyle went there, there's a chemistry and certainly a quickness, right? Three incredibly fast players that can get back on pucks if they've turned them over or they've lost possession and puck to the net, a change in possession. So the big chunk of their work is going to be done north of the red line, not defending, chipping it in. Like they play off each other so very well. We needed another centerman in our lineup to make that work. Adam been out for 6.5 weeks or whatever it's been. When Cody came in, we were able to do that. And then we got into a game where we were having a hard time handling. I don't know, it's not their second line, but they were playing Backstrom against Scheif and they were running Kuznetsov against the next line and it wasn't working. We were down early in that game. So we put together the closest version of a checking line that we could with Kopp, but that line was generating too, right? Like Harkins and Roslovic have kind of elevated their game, and so they were checking but playing in the offensive zone that should allow Ehlers and Eakin and Patrick, when he's healthy, to get some room to play on a little bit. So it's structure or lines in a game that we all understand.
I know it'll be affected by injury, and especially with Patrick out, but has secondary scoring been where you need it to be since that top line? So go back to that LA game since those two have been back together.
Yeah. More secondary pressure, right? Your top-end guys are always going to carry the bulk of the need to score goals. And, yeah, I know I've got them all loaded up on one line, but what's happened is those other lines as well are starting to play in the other team's end. We're starting to look the style of game that we're playing and putting more pucks to the net. Our expected goals over our last 10 or 12 games has really gone up from where it was. We're putting more pucks to the net. We're getting more zone time. So whether the chicken and the egg, either whether the pucks go into the net, and that's was our starting point is the driver of it, or the structure of your lines get to a point like the Kopp line will put more pucks to the net initially because then they can get on the chaos, and that's when good things happen. So they'll do it in different ways. The style of the game is going right.
So there seemed to be a meaningful conversation between the top unit and power play. Is that just getting Jack involved?
Yeah, right. So they really work. That unit's really effective when where they stand on the ice really does matter. It's not as free-flowing because with Jack 2 feet in a different spot, Mark is in a different position to take a puck. So they're just how they move the puck around. It's new for Jack, but they're just walking them through where they need them.